Shalom sweetest friends, this year should be a special s'chus for Avi Maron, Imi Maras, Yishayichyu, S'moshid of Mepeshdin, Arayso, Moshe Mordechai, Yinishmas, Mishul Pinchas, Mir Yaakov Tzvi. It says in the Mishnah, U'maskinim lo kohen acher, there's a kohen who's prepared as a relief kohen, to back up the kohen, who is the starting pitcher, if you will. Excuse me for using a baseball reference. So the question is, how are you mechanich? How do you prepare, inaugurate the Kohen Gadol to be the Kohen Gadol if he has to be the Kohen Gadol? How is he going to be inaugurated? There are two ways in general that the Kohen Gadol is inaugurated. We said that in 5a. Either anointing with the Shem and HaMishcha, the Ribu Begadim, we put on the Shemona Begadim, the Kohen Gadol, and he does Avodas HaKodesh. So here it says that Maskinim Lo, that we prepare him. But what about the, there's a Psul, but what about the Chinuch? So the Gemara says, Pshita Rebo Psul Kohenim Tamit Shal Shachar, this is 12 Ein Yuma. Mechan Chamosim Tamit Shal Shachar. Eli Rebo Psul Lachar Tamit Shal Shachar, Mechan Chamosim. So if the Psul was before the Tamit Shal Shachar, so, your mechanichim, he's makriv, the Talmud Shal Shachar with the Shemayna Begadim, and that's how he becomes a Kohen Gadol. Before he starts the special Avoid of Yom Kippur, you're ready to be Avoidus HaTamid with the Shemayna Begadim. But let's say the Psul is after the Talmud Shal Shachar, how are you mechanichim? Hare achrei Talmud Shal Shachar, ba'avodah miyuchedet she'enak shirah lab Kohen Gadol labush arba begadim. K'soines bad, yikodesh, yobad, u'michrus, yobad, u'avnei, barv, u'mitznef is bad. By Yikra 16:4. So b'meyit kayem ribui begadim lechanech kohen zeh lekuna gedola. Once he's wearing the four begadim, so these four begadim are the same as the four begadim of a kohen hedyot. There's nothing different. There's no. He's not nicker. That he's a kohen gadol. As Onag Mara Amar Rav Adabar Ahava Beavnet, זאת אומרת הוא מתחנך באבנת בחגורה של פישטון of flax that he wears בשעס עבוד לסיום הכיפור. Because when he's a coin hediot, he would have a shot in his dicker head avnet. But now he's in the aved of Yom Kippur, that he does ba'arba big day lovon. As u choger avnet shel pishtan tahor. It's a different avnet. So that's how he's mischanich, with the avnet. That's the hacker. It's a different type of avnet. So the Gemara says that this is talayin ha-machlokis tanoin. Anich l'man da'an avnetot shel kohen gadol, zeo avnetot shel kohen ediot. So this is good if we say the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol all year long. Semer Pishtim is the same as the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. Semer Pishtim. And the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is just Pishtim. So we see that there's a difference between the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur from the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. It's mefurish in the Torah that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is Pishtim. Uv Avnet Bad Yechugol. Uv Chol Hashana Ushel Semer Pishtim. Betavnet shesh, shesh is pishtim. Utreil dvagamot latshini is tzemer. But it's not mefurish in the Torah what the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is made from, and it's takam achlokas tanaim. So this is good according to the Man D'Yomer that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol the whole year shatniz is the same as the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot the whole year shatniz, tzemer and pishtim. But according to the Man D'Yomer that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol is not the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot all year long, meaning that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol again all year are the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol all year long is shatnis, it's semer or pishtim. But maybe the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is, according to one opinion, it is just pishtim. Michael Amemer, then what are you going to say? According to this daya, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is the same as the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot all year long. They're both Pishtim. If you hold it all year long, we know for a fact that on Yom Kippur it's only Pishtim. The Avnit. And we know that all year long the Kohen Gadol is wearing Tzitzis, not just Pishtim. Question is, what's the Avnit of the Kohen Hedyot? If the Avnit of the Kohen Hedyot is all year long just Pishtim, so now there's going to be no chiluk, there's going to be no heker. So we're stuck according to that opinion. Bekitzer. So Nagmara, ani agid lecha. Lovesh shmona, umehafe, umehapech, betzinora. Zot omeret, oto kohen, lovesh. Shmona bigdei kohen gadol before he starts the avodah. And he's mehapech, one of the evarei tamid shel shachar that's on the mizbeach with his fork, in order to be memayer the sreifa. Since this pe'ula is kavodes hakodesh, לכן בעשייתה בזמן שהוא לבוש בשמונת בגדי כהן כהן גדול, מתחנך הכהן להיות כהן גדול. So this is how he's mischanich, because this is avodas, one of the avodas hakodesh. This hibruch b'tzinor, זה ממהר ומקרבת את שריפת הקורבן, אז נחשבת היא כמו עבודת הקטרת הקורבן על האש, שקירוב עבודה דינו כעבודה. Like Rafuna says, a Zohar that was Mahapech B'tzinor is Chayiv Mises, he's Yitzan Avodis. That's the Eshet Teretz. The Eshet Teretz is Mahapech B'tzinor. He's Mahapech, he turns over the Evar Yatomet on the Mizbeach, and Shine is Kohen Gadol. The second Teretz is Avodaso Mechan Chosa. That's the Teretz of Rav Papa, of the famous Papa family, got famous at the Siyumim. And we have don't we learn a brisa that the kelim that Moshe made Meshichas and Mekadeshasan. That's at the time when Moshe made them. Mikan ve'elach avodas and mechan chasay. Two avodas and mechan chasay. The aveda that he's doing on Yom Kippur, that's mechanichim. Since this avod is only kosher with the kohen gadol, that's what's mechanichim to be the kohen gadol. Since he does this avod, even if he's wearing the same begadim. This is Shiloh, what about Shemana Mishcha? Putting aside, why not just do that? So the Rishonim ask. So maybe it's Kufis Bai Sheni, where there is no Shemana Mishcha. Okay, other Terutzim. Akoponim, he's Mech Mischanech with the Avoida. Ad kan, mitivrei kacho, shel asugiyah bidaf yud bet amud aleph. Vehem Shecho. בי"ב עמוד ב. מן הסוגיה משתמע, we are being מתבסס, בעזרת השם, גם בהמשך, על תורת הגריד זצ"ל. אז מן הסוגיה משתמע שאין חינוך ללא עבודה. It would seem from our sugya, there's no חינוך without avoda. And the levisha of the שמונה בגודם alone is not mechanich be Kohen Gadol. That's what it would seem from our sugya. However, the Rambam, I love this. We learn the sugya, everything is geschmack, everything is glat. Effen of the Rambam, and all of a sudden you see the Rambam is saying a different word. The Rambam says, Ketzad marbin klei mikdash 4:13, Ketzad marbin oto bibgadim, lovesh shmone bgadim, ufoshtan, וחוזר ולובשן למחר, שבעת ימים, יום אחר יום. What do you do? He wears the Shemayna Begadim. How are you marvin Begadim? What do? He wears Shemayna Begadim, he takes them off, and he wears them tomorrow. 7 days, one day after the next. הרי שלדעת הרמב״ם, כהן גדול מתחנך על ידי לבישת בגדים גרידה, ולא עוד. So according to the Rambam, all he has to do is wear the begadim. That's how you're married to him. He said 7 days. You prepare him. So that's how he's prepared to be Kohen Gadol. That's how you do ribui begadim. That's mechanech lekuna gedoyla. He doesn't have to do the avodah. Velo od el shinrash ledaato. הדברים מוכרחים, שכן פסק, שאין למרובה בגדים, לעבוד לכתחילה עד שילבש 8 בגדים 7 ימים יום אחר יום. אף על פי שביסודו אחרי שנתרבה פעם אחת נעשה כהן גדול לכל דבר. He paskins, he shouldn't work lechatchila unless he does this for 7 days, 7 consecutive days, even though one time should be enough. So it must be that the levisha alone is mechanech, even though the avod is only at the end of the week, but he already is kohen gadol from the get-go. Just for better, to make it better, he wears it for 7 days. But avod is not ma'akev. He doesn't have to work. He doesn't say just wear it once and do some avoda. The whole vort is just wearing the begadim. So he says wear the best, wear it 7 days first. 7 preparatory days. But it's only the levisha. You don't need anything else. Because the Rambam holds that wearing the shmoyne begadim is a kiyum in the kohen gadol, even if he's not working. You see this avoid of getting dressed. You know, they have to learn from the kohen gadol about how to serve Hashem. The avoid of getting dressed. V'chein moirim dvoram v'mefursamim v'inyan kilei bigdei kalayim v'bigdei kohuna. The well-known Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Kalayim. Koyahanim shelovshu bigdei kohuna. Sheloi b'sha'as aveideh. Afilu b'mikdash loikin, mipnei ha'avneit shu kelayim. Koyhanim, that wore bigdei kahuna, sheloi b'sha'as aveide, even in the mikdash, get malchus because of the avneit, which is kelayim. The avneit is shatnis. And the raibed is masik on the Rambam, umay de kar b'nei avneit shu kelayim einai. What are you worrying about the avneit that's kelayim? That's why he gets malchus. The otu choishen ve'efoid mi les behu kalayim. Do the choishen and efoid not have kalayim? Why is it only an avnet issue? The chayvid answers, yesh lo imar de legabe koyen godol dichtiv umena mikdash lo yetze hutar kalayim ligabe aval koyen hediot לא הותר לו אלא בשעת עבודה כדמשמע בסוגיית ערכין. That we can answer that with regard to the Kohen Gadol, שתית ומן המקדש לא יצא, כלאיים is permitted. אבל כהן הדיוט לא הותר לו אלא בשעת עבודה. In other words, who's wearing the kohen? Who's wearing the choshen and the ephod? Kohen gadol. The kohen gadol is wearing it, and the Rambam here is talking about a kohen hedyot. That a kohen hedyot is getting malchus for wearing big day kahuna. Shelo b'sha'as avoda, because of the avnet. So the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear his shatnis. He's always in the mikdash. But the Kohen Hedyot, here we're strict with him, we say only b'sha'as avoda. And therefore the issue is the avnet. And this chilek is already merumas in the lashon of the Rambam himself. He writes in relation to the avnet in Klei Mikdash 8:12, Asur la Kohen Hedyot, Lilovsho Ella Bishat Avoda. The Kohen Hedyot is only allowed to wear the Yavnate Bishas Avoda, but the Kohen Gadol, we don't have a problem with the Kohen Gadol wearing it. Shelo Bishas Avoda. The point we see here is that the wearing of the Begadim is serious business. And you're not allowed to wear the begadim shalai b'shas avoda. Explains Rabbi Yosheber, the Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph, בסימן ג' בסעיף ב', שלשמונה בגדים יש תפקיד בעניין אף שלא בשעת העבודה. The shmoyne begodim have a purpose even shaloi b'sha'as avoda, because the tzitz is meratze. The tzitz that he wears on his forehead is meratze on the tumah. The tumah is mikdash. V'zot lo kishekohen gadol on do b'nifrad, ela dafka, it's not when the kohen gadol wears it separately, but dafka when he's lavish bo kechelik mimarechet shmoyne begodim. So that's why the kohen gadol is allowed to wear the shmoyne begodim even shaloi b'sha'as avoda, because there's a kiyum in his shmoyne begodim even shaloi b'sha'as avoda because of the tzitz, which only works as part of the system of the shmoyne begodim. The Rambam paskins b'yas mikdash 4:8 v'ein tzitz maratzel b'zman shu'al mitzchay. So levishas habegodim have a mashmos, they have a meaning, they have significance, the gabei ritzui. So we wanted to understand, how does the Rambam paskin that just wearing the begadim are enough? Because there's a kiyum in just wearing the begadim. And therefore the shatnez doesn't bother us by the kohen gadol, that he's wearing shatnez shelo b'sha'as aveda, because there's a kiyum in his levishas habegadim, even shelo b'sha'as aveda. The son of Reb Chaim, Reb Moshe, zichrono levracha, said that it could very well be that big day kahuna, gedoyla, have a purpose also mitzad efsharut she'ela be'urim v'tumim u'mekeven she'yesh l'shmoyne begodim tafkidim av shelo b'sha'as aveda shuv hofechet levishatam kiyum matmid. Since the shmoyne begodim have a tafkid even shelo b'sha'as aveda l'gavei the v'tumim l'gavei the tzitz, so that's it's a constant kiyum. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol doesn't get Malkus for Kalayim when he wears them Shelo B'Sha'as Avodah. Shekein B'chol Sha'ah Yesh Tochen U'Mashmaut L'Levishatam. I L'Kach Nitan La'Avin B'Pashtut Da'at HaRambam Shekohen Gadol Mitchanech B'Levishah Gredita L'Lo Avodah Sharei Afilu B'Levishah L'Shkshela Atzma. There's a Kiyum in the Kohen Gadol, just in the very wearing of the clothing. So Memela, that would explain why he doesn't have to do Avoda, because there's a Kiyum even without Avoda. So that's all very good in the Rambam. But there's a Kiyum in the Levisha of the Big Day Kohen Gadol, and therefore that's a Chinuch. Aval tzarich iyun misugyatenu shemimenu lechora ola lehedya shelevishat shmona begadim mechanechet rak b'tzeruf Avoda from our sugya. You see, there also needs to be avoda. There also needs to be afichas tzinoiro. As nira'a shekach umnam huvan besugya terem hu ala din avodato mechanachto. But according to the maskana, Rambam holds that adarav, menechrech lomar, that the ribui begodim is mechanech even without the avoda. First we had afichas at sinor, there has to be avoda, and then we said avodaso mechan chasai, and that means that even ribui begadim without avoda, because Rashi explains, what does Rashi say? Avodaso mechan chasai, avodat yom kippurim atzma, sheinak shera ela b'kohen gadol. As mikan shebechol mikre shebo avodat yah psula lelo chinuch, al yada, umrim sheavodato mechan chato. You see that whenever the avoda is possible without chinuch, we say the avoda is limud chinuch, because the avoda is only kosher b'kohen gadol. And since that's the case, if we assume that ribui begadim is only mechanich b'mizgeret avoda, so then the etzem ribui begadim is superfluous, because the avoda is mechanich. If we don't give him the status of a kohen gadol, the avodah is going to be possible mitzad meruva begadim. Meruva begadim that did the avodah is mechal the avodah, Zevachim 18a. So in order to be machshir the avodah, You need to make him Kohen Gadol. So it emerges that if the Ribui Begadim is only Mechanech B'Tzeref Avodah, if you need the Avodah, then there's no need for the Begadim anymore. Because the Begadim can only be kosher if he's Kohen Gadol. We have to give him a mamad of Kohen Gadol, because otherwise the Avodah is going to be possible midin Ruva Begadim She'avad Mechal Avodah. If we assume that the only way Ribui Begadim works is b'mizgeret ha'avodah, then you don't need the Ribui Begadim. The Avod himself is going to make him Kohen Gadol. Because if it doesn't, if the Avod itself doesn't make him Kohen Gadol, then the Avod is going to be pasul medin Ribui Begadim Shabbat. We have to make him Kohen Gadol. So if the Ribui Begadim, we need that together with the Avodah, there's no need for the Begadim. The Avodah itself is enough. And that's going to be Mechanechim. And we have to say, now that he's Kohen Gadol, because he needs to wear the Begadim, he can't do the Avodah Kohen Gadol without the Begadim. And then it's going to be Ribui Begadim. He's going to have 20 Begadim. Merubi Begadim She'avar Machal Avoida. So we have to say that the Avodah alone gives him the status of the fact that Avodah is Mechanech. You see in the Gemara, the Avodah is Mechanech. It must mean that the Avodah alone is Mechanech. And you don't need the Begadim. The Begadim are superfluous to make him Kohen. Because since the Avodah is Mechanech, if he wouldn't be Kohen Gadol with the Avodah alone, then it would be Ribui Begadim. It would be too many Begadim. Ribui Begadim Shavar Adas Apsula. Ela HaKochenu Shel HaMaskana Ribui Begadim Mechanech Af Lo Avodah. So must be that the Maskana, the Ribui Begadim is Mechanech even without Avodah. You don't need the Avodah. And the Sigi only said you need Avodah to be Mechanechim. Before it was Megala, the Din of Avodasa Mechanchasa. But the Maskana, this was rejected. The Maskana, you don't need Avodasa Mechanchasa. In other words, if you accept the premise of the Rambam that there's already a chalos Kohen Gadol when he's wearing the begadim because of the tzitz and because of the urim v'tumim, then what do you have to do an avoda for? So in the first teretz, the Gemara says, no, you have to do actual avoda. Now the Gemara says, avodasa mechanchaso, it's telling us you don't actually have to do an avoda. The actual avoda was before the din of avodasa mechanchaso. That's when you need a mahapech b'tzinoira. Now the maskana, you don't need that anymore. Why? Because again, it says that the avodah is mechanech. If the avodah is mechanech, then what do you need the ribu begadim for? The ribu begadim is superfluous. He has to be Kohen Gadol because he's not considered Kohen Gadol, then he's considered Merubeh Begadim. He's wearing too many Begadim. He's wearing the 8 instead of the 4. And then it's going to be possible Midin Merubeh Begadim She'avar Mechal Avodah. Therefore, it must be that the Avodah itself is Mechanech. But again, you have to accept the premise of the Rambam. The Rambam's premise is that Ribui Begadim is also Mechanech. So you can figure out on your own that if avodasa mechanchaso, then the whole union of Ribui Begadim would be superfluous, because if we don't give him the mamad of a Kohen Gadol, then he's considered Merubeh Begadim, and yet you also assume, like the Rambam, that you need the Begadim, that the Begadim are mechanech. Therefore it comes out that the Begadim alone are enough. You don't need to do an actual avoda. According to the first Teretz, you know, do an actual avoda. But according to the second Teretz, you don't, because it's saying you're doing avoda, but you're doing avoda with the begadim. If you need to do the avoda together with the begadim, and the begadim are superfluous, we know the begadim aren't superfluous. If the ribui begadim is only mechanich b'mizgeret avoda in the framework of the avoda, and the begadim are superfluous because of could you have to wear it not because of the chinuch but because otherwise it's going to the avoda is going to be possible because of merubah begadim shavad mechal avoda. The avoda alone gives him the status of the kohen gadol. Then we have to give him the make him kohen gadol without the begadim. So the begadim are superfluous. But again, the begadim according to the Rambam can't be superfluous because the begadim have a chalos b'fnei atzmam. Therefore, the maskana sagamara, he doesn't even need to do an avoda. All he has to do is wear the begadim, and that's enough. Only in the first teretz, you need to be mahapich b'tzina, right? And actually, need to do a ma'ase avoda. But now it's telling us that in general, avoda is mechanich. So that tells us that in general, avoda is mechanech, that he would have the status of Kohen Gadol, even without the avoda, even without the begadim, because otherwise, again, the begadim would be superfluous, there would be extra begadim, because he's not Kohen Gadol. So you see, avoda alone is enough, so therefore, wearing the begadim also alone is enough. That also gives him the status of the Kohen Gadol. However, there's a makumim, divrei Rambam mitzvah, so therefore, it's nitcha l'maskana that needs to do an actual avoda, and all he has to do is wear the begadim. However, זה מקום מיין ברמב"ם מצד אחר, שבקובו בסוגייתנו להלכה, הרמב"ם כתב בפרק א' הלכה ג', ומתקינים לו כהן גדול אחר, שמירה בזה פיסול יעבוד האחר תחתיו, בין שירה בו פסול קודם תמיד של שחר, בין שירה פסול לאחר שקריב קורבנו. זה שנכנס תחתיו אינו צריך חינוך, אלא עבודתו מחנחתו. הוא מתחיל מעבודה שפסק בה הראשון. So you prepare from another כהן גדול, זה א' ג', that if there's a psul, the other guy is going to work, the relief kohen gadol, whether the psul is before the talmid shel shachar, whether the psul is after the carbon talmid shel shachar. And the guy who comes in his stead doesn't need a chinuch, just avodasoy mechanchasoy. Umatchil me'avodah, Shepasak ba'arishon. So he starts doing his avoda where the first guy stopped. And the avod is mechanichin. Why does the Rambam say avodas mechanchaso? L'shitas Rambam, the vishes big day kohen gadol is mechanichin without avoda. Just wear the arbas big day lavan. If a psul happens in the beginning of the wearing of the big day lavan. The Rambam paskins the avnei of the Kohen Gadol is the same as the avnei of the Kohen Hedyot. In other words, the avnei of the Kohen Hedyot is made by Kalayim. Avnei Toksha Kohen Gadol, Zeo Avnei Toksha Kohen Hedyot. That the avnei of the Kohen Gadol all year. Shatnez is the same as the Avnei of the Kohen Hedyot. Shatnez. And the Mela, when the Kohen Hedyot wears non-Shatnez and Yom Kippur, if he wears just Pishtim and Yom Kippur, that's going to be mechanichim. So let him be mechanich just with the begadim. Because the only time the avnei of the big day lovin is non-shatnez is on Yom Kippur. So why can't he be mechanich just by the levishas of begadim? Like Rav Avneh bar Ahava says in the Gemara, Ba'avneit. So we said, Anichal man dam, Rav Netel Shekoin Gadol, Zeh Rav Netel Shekoin Eidol. But that's Taka the Rambam Paskins. So it's Nicha. That's the kasha. Reb Chaim Tiretz, shemekivan shebigdei lavan ayu chadashim b'chol shana, sharei tu'unim gnizim edim v'nicham sham, shlo yishtamesh b'em yom kippur acher, yom ha'chavdal ramar alef, lo nitan haya letchanech al yidei levishatam, shalehem atzmam tu'unim chinuch kdei shechol yamdim bigdei kahuna. He says they're put away, and every year they're new begadim, new big day lavan. So memela, you can't be mitzchanech al yidei levishasam because they themselves require chinuch. They also need to be inaugurated in order that they should have a din big day kohuna. We can still ask, since levishas big day kohen gadol is a kiyum and the kuna gadola, why aren't they mitzchanech as one? Kohen Gadol puts them on, so he's mechanech the begadim, and he's mechanech as Kohen Gadol. He's mechanech them, they're mechanech him. So we can answer based on what Reb Chaim explained, that the chinuch Kohen Gadol, ide levishas shmoyne begadim, is because there's a kium, the etzem levishasam, because of the ritzui tzitz. So that's a special system that only works by the Kohen Gadol. But the Arba Bigdei Lavan isn't a special system of dressing because they're parallel to the Levishas, the Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. And their only purpose is the Avodas Hayom. And therefore, if he's not doing the Avoda with them, it doesn't work. They're only mischanech kebig de kahuna, b'shas avoda. That's why he has to talk that dafka do avoda. There's nothing special about the arba begadim besides the avoda sayom. Unlike the eight begadim, which is because the ritzui tzitz, the four begadim doesn't include the ritzui tzitz. והוסיף רב חיים שאפשר גם להסביר מדוע אין לבישת בגדי הלבן כשלעצמה מחנכת לדעת הרמב״ם שאבנית של בגדי הלבן שונה מאבניתו של כהן הדיוט. יש לומר שכשם שאין ארבעת הבגדים מחנכים עד שעת העבודה הוא הדין שאין כהן גדול עליו שם מתחנך שכן אין קיום בלבישתם מחוץ למסגרת העבודה. ולו היה בהם כליים, היה באמת אסור לו שם שלו בשעת העבודה. ואומנם לכשיעבוד, יוכל להתחנך גם מידי בגדים, אשר לבישתם הופכת להיות קיום כהונה בשעת העבודה, היות שהרמב"ם סבור עקרונית, שבגדים כשלעצמם מחנכים שעה שיש משמעות לבישתם. אך כיוון שאין כאן נפקא מינה להלכה, בין אם החינוך הוא מצד העבודה, או מצד הבגדים אותו מלבש כהן בשעת העבודה, אשר בין כך, כך או כך, לא יתחנך עד שעת העבודה, אז נקט הרמב״ם חד מצרי טיימן. והוא כתב שעבודתו מחנכתו. In English, since the arbas habagadim aren't mischanech until he actually does the avoda, because there's no significance to wearing them outside the avoda, so too, they're not mechanech the Kohen who wears them. Because there's no kiyum for wearing them outside the framework of Avodah. And if they had kelayim, it would be aser to wear them shelo b'shanas Avodah. They don't, Maisa, according to the Rambam, but if the Avnei would have kelayim, it would be aser. So, just like they're not mechanech at shas Avodah because there's nothing special about them, so too, or different and unique, so too, the Kohen Gadol is a mischanech. However, l'kishi avod, when he actually does the avod, then he's mischanech ha'idei levishasam. Because now is the Levisha wearing these begadim is a chiyum of the kahuna. Because according to the Rambam, the clothing themselves have significance if there's a kiyum in wearing them. And so there is a kiyum in wearing them when he does the avodah, so mimela, when he does the avodah with the arba begadim, then it's going to happen. Then it's going to he's going to be mechanich the clothing. The clothing are going to be mechanich him and shalma Yisrael. There's no nafkamina la'alacha if the chinuch is mitzad the avodah mitzad the begadim, that he's wearing b'shas avodah. Because sof kol sof, he has to do avodah. Without the avodah, it's nothing, it's meaningless. So he has to do the avodah. So therefore the Rambam writes, avodah semechan chasa, but in a chinam, the begadim also mechanichim, because it's a kiyum also in the begadim. The Rambam was just, no, okay, one of the two reasons, he said, avodah semechan chasa, even though it's also true, that the begadim are mechanichim when he does the avodah. It doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, the begadim only mechanichim when he does the avodah. If he does the avodah, if he doesn't the avodah, the begadim itself are nothing. So, nechinam, according to the Rambam, begadim are mechanichim, but also the avodah is. He needs the avodah as well. That's to be b'shas avodah. So, the Rambam said one of the two. Avodah mechan chasa. It's a second mahalach to explain why the Rambam says avodas mechatzu even holds to the begadim. The first mahalach we said is that yes, the Rambam holds begadim are mechanich, but not the arba begadim, only the shmona begadim. Now, in the first Mahalach, we said that the problem is that the Bigdei Kahuna themselves need chinuch. So if just he puts them on, that's it's not anything. But let's say they would already have chinuch. In other words, let's say the Bigdei, the Kohen Gadol, the first one, already started doing the Avodah while wearing the Bigdei Lavan, and then that was Nifsal. So Melech, now he could give his Begadim to the next Kohen, and that's Mechanichim. Because the Begadim received their chinuch. And according to what we're saying now, that wouldn't even work. Because there's nothing special about the Arba Begadim that relate to the Kohen Gadol. He always wears Arba Begadim. He says, no, what's the mashmos of these Begadim? There's no tzitz. There's no Ramitumim. There's no mashmos to the Arba Begadim. So even if they're already mischanich, according to this mahalach, even if they're already mischanich, it wouldn't help to wear, even if the first coin already started working, it wouldn't help him to start wearing the second coin to continue wearing them. Rather, like we said, he has to do the avodah, and then once he does the avodah, now there's mashmos to the Begadim, there's mashmos to the avodah. And Shalom al Yisrael. Because now the wearing them, when he's doing the avodah, is a kiyum in the It's a kiyum in the begadim. So now the begadim can be mechanichim. The avodah is also mechanichim. The Rambam was knocked at the echad mitarti. Okay, this is a very, very big sugya. I like to do searches on the Yotzer Chachma and see who talks about it and how many people talk about it. So this one wasn't so much. But me mechanichim also, I only got 1,347 mentions in 594 Sfarim. So yesh harbe harbe ma ledaber, Rabbi Yisrael. So what I'm asking you to do, please, is please stay tuned, and we have a lot more that we'd like to say about this sugya, and there's so much incredible Torah that has to be revealed and publicized. So Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully we will continue with this sugya and Bechlau, our in-depth study of the Aved of Yom Kippur. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. But in that we shall continue.